right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined in the studio by Gene Boldick, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler on WCHL, to help us out with Kids Q today. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, it's been a busy week.
It's, and you know what? This is the week that was. I was just telling you a moment ago that I've had my grandson several days this week, and, you know, toddlers will wear you out.
Yeah,
if you don't remember what your age was, then...
I think toddlers will wear anyone out no matter what your age.
That kid will wear you out. You know, he's walking now. He's got some speed, and, you know... Grandma's tired.
I think toddlers will wear other toddlers out, right? That's why you schedule play dates, right? You get the toddlers together, they run around the house for a couple of hours,
this
and then they're zonked
exactly
out.
Why. Yeah. This is why parents have more than one child. It actually really is easier if you have a couple. When my son, this child's father, when he was this, exactly this mm-hmm. age, I started babysitting for another child the same age, and I thought, oh my God, I should be paying these parents to let me take this child every day.
Okay, so I know it's true. I'm laughing because they say the same thing about cats. That you need to get two so that they
never,
can entertain each other.
You should never get one cat.
Yeah,
you should never get one cat.
It's very much the same thing, apparently.
Although, I have one cat, but I got two, and now I have one.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't
but
do
you
any-
had to. Yeah.
I don't call everybody. I didn't do anything to the other cat. The other cat...
I don't think anyone was thinking that until you said that
you hadn't
done it.
Yeah, I know. Nobody was considering my homicidal tendencies.
Hashtag no collusion.
She was a sweet little kitty, but she was not long for here, unfortunately.
That's sad. Yeah. Are you ready for Kids Q?
I'm ready for Kids Q.
All right, everyone get around the radio. This is for everyone. Here is today's question. If you could time travel, where would you go and why? Or I guess when would you go and why?
You know where I'd go?
Okay. No. Oh, you...
I would...
Okay. No. Stop.
Gene
just took off her headphones and leaned into the microphone because this is about to be good, people.
Yes.
Turn up the radio.
Okay.
Pull over to the side of the road.
Yeah. It's where would you go in time,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I would go to Inauguration Day 2021 because I'd want to know how this all turned out. I honestly would.
Okay.
It's not that I'd go back and fix anything because there's just a lot more involved in that. But I'm feeling a lot of worry for a lot of people across the country and locally. And I want to know how this turns out. I want to know that we figure it out and that the Republic defends itself. Mm. That's what I want to know.
Okay, so for that, I'm going to be a little bit more pessimistic. You're going to want to jump forward a little bit further.
You think I'll need more time, right?
I think, no, because, and we've talked about this, and we'll get into this when we go into thing, not a thing, in a couple of minutes, but whatever ends up happening, because sooner or later, Trump is not going to be the president anymore, whether that's...
Right.
2 months from now via various congressional investigations or 2 years from now or 6 years, like sometime in the future, Trump is not going to be.
You went over that quick.
Or six years
from
now.
Oh.
Trump is eventually not going to be the president, but the Republican Party is so in the tank for Donald
Trump right now
that you can lose Donald Trump and the issues are still going to be there. So
right.
I don't think you look to 2021. I think you look to 2025, 2029, 2030,
right.
And you see like
right.
where things
well, you
have
know,
developed.
That's exactly right. He is a symptom. He's not the disease.
Yes. Yeah.
He is the ugly boil of a symptom that is getting a lot of attention. But as we discussed and we'll discuss further,
right.
Really, everybody should just stop looking at the White House right now and turn completely to the Congress and
Which
say,
is,
you know.
What we will get to in a minute.
Where's Mitch?
So,
like, where's Waldo?
Yeah.
It's a fun game, but to a point, you know.
So, the question is, if you could time travel, where would you go and why? I actually was talking about this very question with Brad not that long ago as we were trying to imagine possible Kids Q questions. And
right,
he came
right
up with this question, which now, as it turns out, it was only a couple of weeks away. And his answer was, because you brought up the very good point of if you go back in time and you change one thing, that's going to have a pretty significant effect on the future, and you know not what. We've all seen that Ashton Kutcher movie.
And
we haven't all
episodes,
seen that movie, but yeah. So he would go back in time, buy a bunch of Bitcoin, come forward, sell it, have a lot of money, and then use that money to do good in the world today.
Well, that's a lovely thought, but come on, Brad. That's what you came up with, a way to get rich.
I am going with that answer. It's a way to do good in the world today. You use that. You don't use the money for yourself. You take the money and then you use it to make a difference. Use it to pay some of the 800,000 employees who are on furlough right now.
They don't want your Bitcoin.
But no, you cash it in for actual money,
well,
and then you use
I
that.
Know.
Yeah,
I know, but it's true. It's true. I think that one of the reasons that this is a good thought exercise is that it tells you things about yourself to whether or not you look backward or forward, whether you want to go back and fix something or whether there's something that's giving you anxiety that you want to know.
Is this
going to be okay?
Is
that going to be all right?
Are you past focused? Are you future focused? Or are you present focused? Yeah.
Right. So kids are always, I'm just going to give it away for you. Kids are always going to answer this in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That they want to go into the future and know if they have their, ability to fly, a personal jetpack, things like this. Some of us who remember that in the World's Fair in the 60s, we're still waiting for our jetpacks because we saw them demonstrated that they existed. And I'm like, where is it?
They have hoverboards now, kind of.
Yeah, but a hoverboard. Oh my God!
They explode, but you can.
It's good for a while.
A little bit, yeah. Hey, it's the future.
No worries, it's the
hashtag
future, man.
The future.
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.